But one example I just want you to look at, so I can caution you as lawyers not to ever use your IOLTA accounts, those trust accounts. They really are very hackable, and if you need somebody to do a trust escrow for you, find a title company to do it. Even if you've got a client that just wants to pay off a debt and needs to interact with the mortgage company to get the release and everything else, you can turn that over for a small fee or no fee to the title company, who will handle all those procedures and accept the responsibility for the accommodation, receiving the funds from the client for the payoff, getting the payoff, paying it off, securing the release, and recording the release, and getting the note canceled and back in the hands of the client. Turn to page, I just want you to look at it. It's at the back of your outline. Exhibit B is on page 8. And flip through those pages. It goes for several pages. And this is one of scores of ALTA best practices that we have adopted over the past 2 years in light of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's regulation of the lending process in the consumer finance field, especially for mortgages. It's completely different if any of you deal in the residential market and have seen a closing statement that's called now a TRID. You will see how much it's changed if you've been in this business a while. The closing statement for a transaction used to be one page. At the top, it showed the purchase price for the property, what the closing costs were. It would give credits for the loan proceeds, tax prorations, earnest money, and you'd have a bottom line at the bottom. It fit on one page.